Welcome back. It's been a while, but you are here again with Julio and Schuyler for another episode of Just Saying. I'm not going to let you introduce yourself today, Schuyler.
I think that's fair. It's my fault that we've missed the last two weeks of recording. I had a birthday, and then I had some other stuff come up, so got a little busy, but back, rested, ready to go right back into it. I think we got some good topics today. So, Julio, do you want to introduce the first one?
By the way, we understand, Charlie. You're a father now. You got responsibilities.
That's true. That's true. Oakley is she's a four-legged
let's get right into it. So the free agency is getting started in the NFL. And I don't remember the last time we had so many good free agents coming up. I don't know if you can freshen up my memory, but I feel like this is one of the best years we had.
It is quite a list. So just to go through the top 10 real quick.
Give us the rundown.
What's that?
I said, give us the rundown.
So we'll kind of skip through some. So Taylor Moten, he's an offensive tackle. He's been a top 20 tackle for three seasons consistently. It says he's unlikely to hit the open market, so he's probably going to go back. Aaron Jones, I've heard some rumors about that, so we'll dive back into him. Shaquille Barrett, he's kind of a defensive monster, so we can talk about that. J.J. Watt just went to Arizona. Source him. You got Chris Godwin, so the Bucks might be breaking up, but I think that they're going to try to keep him. Justin Simmons, Leonard Williams, Allen Robinson up in Chicago, Trent Williams, Dak Prescott is a big name. Bud Dupree on the Steelers, Kenny Galladay, Jadeveon Clowney. Man, there are quite a few. Yannick Ngakoue, Jameis Winston, Juju Smith-Schuster, Cam Newton, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Corey Davis, holy cow.
Galladay.
I keep listing them off, but.
Kenny Galladay, too, with the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Hassan Reddick, T.Y. Hilton, Andy Dalton. So what names? That was Mike Hilton. Chris Carson, Rob Gronkowski, Nelson Aguilar, Marvin Jones. I'm going to stop listing them off because I can do this all day. Any big names that jumped out to you?
I mean, why hasn't Jerry Jones signed Dak Prescott yet?
That's a good question. I think at this point, it's nothing more than a pissing contest. I mean, it's going to be, a game of chicken driving full speed right at each other and who's going to swerve first.
I mean, does he not feel he's worth the money?
I can't imagine he's not. And I feel like every time another quarterback gets paid, that's, obviously by the eye test and by statistical metrics inferior to Dak Prescott, I think the asking price goes up. So I think Jerry Jones is foolish to have not signed him at this point. I don't know what his plan is. I mean, does he have a quarterback in mind that he plans on drafting? I mean, what's going on in Dallas?
It's interesting because we'll get into that a little bit later with some rumors that have been going around. But do you think if he doesn't end up at Dallas, which I think is unlikely, I think he will end up signing back with Dallas. But if in the unlikely event that doesn't happen, where do you think he ends up?
Landing spots for Dak Prescott? I think first you got to ask yourself what NFL teams are needing a quarterback this year.
Redskins.
Redskins, they just announced that they're not going to bring back Alex Smith.
The Washington football team. Let me correct myself before I get canceled.
Washington football team, that's right. I didn't even notice. I'm just trying to think. The Jaguars definitely need one. The Jets, if they move on from Darnold. I think the Jets should move on from Adam Gase before they move on from Darnold, personally.
I don't think Sam Darnold's a bad quarterback.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think he's in a rough situation.
I mean, he's on the Jets, so.
But I mean, like, bottom 10 defense, bottom 10 wide receiving core, bottom 10 running backs, bottom 10 offensive line. I think about Ryan Tannehill. He was done. His career was over in Miami with Adam Gase. He goes to Tennessee and, lights the world on fire. Halfway through the season, he was still in the MVP conversation.
He could go to the Bears. I mean, who's the quarterback? Is Mitch Trubisky the guy in Chicago?
I think Trubisky is going to be the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think about this? What do you think about the Carolina Panthers?
That's a good that wouldn't be a bad landing spot. I don't know if they have enough weapons for him, though.
Well, see, what I figure is Dak Prescott is a quarterback that's good enough to enhance the level of play around him. Yeah. We already know that Carolina's got a great offensive line. They've got Christian McCaffrey. He's, you know, number one, number two running back in the league, depending on the day.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if they're able to make a splash trade, well, not even a trade, but if they're able to, you know, free up some cap space, I don't know what their situation looks like. And
what are they paying? They're not paying anybody.
McCaffrey's still on a younger deal. That's a good point. They should have the money.
Dak Prescott is a guy that brings out the best out of his teammates, so I have to agree with that.
Definitely. And the Carolina Panthers, it's not even like their wide receiving core is bad. But you figure you get Dak Prescott, you've already got the O-line, you spend a little, maybe one or two draft picks on a wide receiver, two wide receivers at most, and then you really hunker down on that defense and go all in. You know, build for a year or two, and you're competitive again. I mean, last time they were competitive was with Cam Newton when they were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Cam Newton. As long as he's not in a Patriots uniform next year, I'll be happy.
Okay. I can understand that.
But the Patriots should go and get Allen Robinson if they know what's good for him.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I think they definitely need a wide receiver. But, I mean, Allen Robinson has the opportunity for a good career, and I don't think that happened in New England. So, for that reason, I think he would be hesitant to sign there. I mean, we saw what they were without Tom Brady this year. I don't think people want to be
at least like a Kenny Golladay, a Will Fuller, somebody.
You got to think about it. Who is at the stage in their career where they want to, you know, go to a team that doesn't really have any bright future? As a free agent, you know, no, I feel like none of these big name guys will want to go. What do you think? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I feel like we missed our window.
Now,
I don't want to say the dynasty is over, but it's on the brink of extinction.
I hear you.
I blame Bill Belichick.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the Patriots going after a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, sign him to a one-year deal, you know, maybe re-sign him after the year, depending on how things go, 1 or 2 years. You use that time, you either draft a quarterback this year, you got a couple good ones coming out, or you hold out and you draft a quarterback next year and keep Ryan Fitzpatrick to kind of keep you competitive. Bill Belichick could definitely do that with a guy like Fitzpatrick while they're, you know, trying to develop the guy in the future.
You'd rather have Fitzpatrick over Cam Newton?
I think I would rather have Fitzpatrick over Cam Newton because really? I know that Fitzpatrick can still stand in the pocket and throw a deep ball if he needs to. I feel like Cam Newton, if he can't rely on his running game, you know, can't get it done. How many just missed passes did he have this year?
He is getting older, though. You got to think about that. Fitzpatrick is what? 38?
38. Cam Newton's 32?
Yeah, but Cam Newton's a different beast.
That's true.
Than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But that's what I'm saying. You get him for a year or two if he doesn't retire. Gives you a little bit of a chance.
I don't know what kind of ceiling we would have with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
A low ceiling. But better than Cam Newton.
I don't think so.
If the Patriots got a guy like Dak Prescott, they'd be right back on top. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I doubt it. That's not – Bill Belichick doesn't like that style.
I am your father.
But speaking of free agents, we got a notable free agent on the move. You mentioned it earlier. J.J. Watt goes to Arizona. I'm going to go on record right now and say that the Arizona Cardinals go to the playoffs next year.
I'd agree with you. I mean, what competition do they have? They're going to have a healthy San Francisco. They're going to have
– Buffalo will be back.
They're going to have a Seattle with rumors of Russell Wilson potentially being on the move. You know, who knows what's going on there?
Potentially.
And you have, who's the fourth team in that division? The Rams? So, I mean, it's not like they have to beat the creme de la creme, but I think that healthy.
Those are good teams, though.
Absolutely. And I think that healthy, the Niners are the best team in that division. I think, you know, if they can get it figured out completely at the quarterback situation, Garoppolo, you know, Nick Mullins, whoever they've got back there, if they can get that figured out, I think they're definitely the best team in that division. If the Seahawks get it figured out with Russell Wilson, they're right up there in that competition. Kyler Murray is a great young quarterback. They've got DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know if Larry Fitzgerald is retiring or not, but you know, they might have the experience there. Chase Edmonds at running back, and they've got what's his name? Jeez, who's their other running back? But I mean, the Cardinals have a solid young offense, and T.J. Watt helps them out on the defensive side. They got Buda Baker, Chandler Jones. I can definitely see them being in the playoffs. I agree with you.
I think they'll give anybody in that division a run for their money next year. I don't care if it's the 49ers. I don't care if it's the Seahawks. I definitely, we'll see what the Rams are with Matt Stafford. I don't believe in that a bit.
Now, do you not believe in the Rams or do you not believe in Matt Stafford?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about Stafford?
Don't get me wrong. He's a good quarterback. But that's what he is, a good quarterback. He's not great. He's not fantastic. He's not – I don't see him going into a team and immediately that team's a contender for the Super Bowl. You think about quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, if he goes to a good team, immediately contenders. You think about a team like a player like Dak Prescott, depending on what team he goes to, he couldn't go to a team, make it a contender. I don't see Matthew Stafford as that – caliber of quarterback.
I hear what you're saying. I do. I just don't think I agree with you. I think that Matthew Stafford has done some amazing things.
No doubt.
What might be, you know, NFL's very own version of hell. I'm not sure if it's there or Cincinnati.
I'll plead the fifth on this one. I don't want Detroit or Cincinnati to come after me. And I like my kneecaps too much to say anything bad about Detroit.
I agree. I agree with you. So I actually looked this up before the episode because I had a feeling we might be talking about Stafford. He's 12th among 29 qualified passers in 2020. The 12th best quarterback in the league. Where would you think Russell Wilson is on that list?
Top 10.
You'll say top 10?
I say top 10. I'm not sure where in there. I don't think, maybe top 5. I don't know. He had a great year. Well, he started out a good year, then it kind of fizzled out. I'd say top 10. I'm not sure. Maybe somewhere around 7, 6.
Okay. So the official NFL ranking was number 2 overall.
Really?
On the top 100 players list of 2020. That's not quarterbacks. That's the top in the NFL. I imagine that Mahomes is probably number 1 there. But we'll go with your ranking. You say 10. So at 10th best, you're saying that Russell Wilson is good enough to immediately make a team a playoff contender. But at 12 overall, you're saying that Matthew Stafford is not enough?
Okay, let me give you an example of a location. Let's say Russell Wilson goes to the Saints.
Okay.
Immediately Super Bowl contenders, right?
Yeah, but they've already got the offensive weapons. They've got
defense,
they've got a good coach.
If you throw Matthew Stafford in that mix, starting quarterback for the Saints, you think that makes them Super Bowl contenders immediately?
Or would you have to see? I think it makes them playoff contenders with a
playoff
shot.
Playoff. I'm talking about Super Bowl contenders.
I don't know. I think there's no comparison between Stafford and Wilson because, first of all, I mean, Wilson is –
because we're talking about a good quarterback and a great all-time quarterback.
I agree. But we also haven't seen Matthew Stafford with, you know, great all-time players around him. I mean, Russell Wilson early in his career had that Legion of Boom, that incredible defense to help him and take the weight off his shoulders. He's always had, you know, a solid running game. He had Marshawn Lynch to rely on early in his career.
Well, he's got a good defense now. Matthew Stafford's got a good defense now. So
he does.
It's not going to be all on him like in Detroit. So if he's going to do anything, it's going to be now.
I think so. And for that reason, I think he brings the Rams into the playoffs as a wild card, assuming with a chance to, you know, to make a little bit of a push. I don't think they'll win it this year, but I think that he'll give them a chance. But if they do that wild card format they did this year.
I don't think they make playoffs.
Interesting.
I really don't.
Interesting. Now, let's move on a little bit. I feel like we've gotten a little carried away with the free agent topic, which is fair. I mean, there are quite a few free agents that we could still talk about. Big changes to the Steelers with Bud Dupree, Mike Hilton, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, all four of those players. I think Cameron Sutton as well, one of their cornerbacks, are all set to walk, so they got to get that figured out. But I want to talk about these trades. We talked about the Russell Wilson thing a little bit. We talked about the J.J. Watt thing a little bit. What do you think about J.J. Watt, about the Russell Wilson situation? I'm curious.
Well, the Russell Wilson situation is interesting because of the teams he said he would want to be traded to. He said the Dallas Cowboys. I can't disagree with him on that point just because Dallas has a lot of talent. So I could see the same with the Saints. I could see the motivation for going there. But the other two are interesting. The Las Vegas Raiders and the Chicago Bears.
What?
I can't think for a reason in my mind why he would want to go to either the Raiders or the Bears.
So the Bears, I don't understand. The Raiders, I mean, Gruden's a good coach. They've got a solid defense, a solid offense, nothing spectacular. Carr is, you know, Derek Carr is not the guy of the future.
I mean, you would want to go to the Raiders before you go to the Patriots?
I might.
For their defense is not better than ours, number one.
Yeah, but I don't think Russell Wilson wants the expectation that would come with being in New England. I think he's not one to shy away from the challenge. I just think that if he goes to Dallas, he might be able to have a little bit more fun towards the second half of his career. I mean, the greatest quarterback of all time left New England because, you know, he didn't get any say, which, I mean, Bill Belichick's a great coach, so maybe he knows best. But Tom Brady getting some say down in Tampa certainly paid off big dividends.
You don't think that? I think he would have some say in that. I do think Russell Wilson will get some say. I mean, I don't know. I've never spoken to anybody in the organization to know any different. I feel like Russell Wilson would have some say so there.
Why do you think that? Over Tom Brady, who didn't get that?
I don't believe that. I think Tom Brady had some say so there. He got them to get Antonio Brown.
That's yeah, but I feel like more so like, you know, in the planning room, getting ready for games week to week. I feel like that's where Tom Brady, you know, on the field, you know, directing the offense. I think that's where Tom Brady really wanted his input to be heard, and I don't think it was.
I've literally seen footage of Tom Brady sitting down with Bill Belichick coming up with game plans.
I don't know.
I think that's a big myth. I think the reason Tom Brady left the Patriots is because they weren't good enough. They didn't have the players there to win. And you got to remember Tom Brady. If you look up the name Tom Brady in the dictionary, the definition is winner. So if he's on a team that he can't win, obviously he's going to be unhappy.
That's fair. I'm just surprised. I'm kind of taken aback that you said that, that you said that the Patriots aren't good enough.
They didn't have a good enough offense to do anything. I believe in the defense, but who is Tom Brady going to throw to?
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw to Julian Edelman forever. Gronkowski was gone. I mean, that was his safety valve.
You know, like the running is not great. I mean, we have James White. We have having a brain fart on the guy's name. The other
Sony Michelle.
Yeah, Sony Michelle. That's it. So, I mean, you believe in that offense to go out and win you games?
I don't. I do believe in Bill Belichick, though.
That's the defense. That's what I'm saying. The defense is good. Bill Belichick's never been an offensive type coach.
That's true. He was always kind of wanted to take the game over from the defensive side. That's fair.
But you bring in a Russell Wilson, who, by the way, is already a champion, already been to the Super Bowl, already won a Super Bowl. I think he can take on that. I think that would be the person to take Tom Brady's, to step in Tom Brady's shoes, a champion, a winner. And he would do what they wanted to do with Cam Newton, but I feel like he would do it better because he's better than Cam Newton. But that's just me. I don't understand why the Raiders, why the Bears. You're one of the best quarterbacks, according to the list you gave, top two quarterbacks. You want to go to the Bears or the Raiders? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
I don't understand it either because, I mean, the Chicago Bears are a dumpster fire, to put it nicely. The only thing I can think is that Russell Wilson understands that he's made it to the Super Bowl a few times. You know, he's got himself the hardware. He went there and he won. He's shown consistent success and, you know, good, solid production throughout the entirety of his career. The only reason I can think he would want to go to a place like Chicago is to prove that, hey, you know, I really am that good. You know, I can take this team that's going nowhere and I can make him a contender. And I think that bounces off what you said earlier, where you think that Russell Wilson can be picked up and put just about anywhere in the league and he makes them an automatic playoff contender, maybe even a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes to the Raiders or the Bears, they're definitely playoff contenders for sure. I don't know if they win a lot in the playoffs just because they don't have the talent.
And that's exactly it. They don't have the talent. But speaking of talent, let's get into this 2021 NBA All-Star Game.
Yes, the NBA 2021, I should say, All-Star Game. The lineups have been announced. We got some obvious choices, some snubs. I'm just going to read off who we got on the Eastern Conference All-Stars. Kevin Durant is the team captain. He's injured, though, so he won't play. So I believe Sabonis is going to be substituting him. Giannis, of course, Bradley Beal has been playing great. I mean, he's the only offense they have, so you guess Joel Embiid has been playing lights out for the Sixers. Really improved this year. Kyrie Irving is going to be Kyrie Irving. He's super talented. Jason Tatum, shout out to the Celtics. He will be a starter. He'll be replacing Durant. I'm sorry. Jaylen Brown, first-time All-Star from the Celtics as well. Fire and ice. The Celtics will be well represented in the All-Star game.
Yeah, they will.
James Harden is also reserved. Zach LaVine, Julius Randle, which I thought was a big surprise because he plays for the Knicks. But Ben Simmons is there, despite he can't shoot a three-point if you put a gun to his head. Nikola Vucevic, probably the best center in the Eastern Conference. That's debatable. And DeMontis Sabonis, who also apparently replaces injured Kevin Durant. So I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know. Would you want to comment on that? If you think anybody should be there, shouldn't be, who you're surprised to hear, who you think, you know, give me your reaction to that.
Yeah, so with the Eastern Conference, I mean, KD, that's unfortunate. You always want to see him play. I remember, I think it was last year, yeah. Last year, the All-Star game, that whole format was so competitive right until the very end of the game. That was a fantastic game to watch, so course you want to see the best of the best go toe-to-toe, and the fact that, you know, team captain Kevin Durant is not going to play, it's a little unfortunate. But I think that everyone that you listed is deserving. Are there other guys that are more deserving? Maybe, maybe not. That's not for me to decide. The public voted. That's what this is what we got. I think, I don't know. I think Jimmy Butler, I think he's number five on the team. That was a little surprising to me. The fan rank was number 5 for Jimmy Butler. His actual rank is 6. Media ranked him 7. I'm looking at it now.
It's interesting about Jimmy Butler because he rejected, actually, the invitation to replace Kevin Durant in the All-Star game.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they invited him, but he refused.
Interesting. Do you know why he refused?
I see Jimmy Butler as a competitor, hyper-competitive guy. The fact that he wasn't named and was called to replace someone else, I feel like has something to do with it.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that.
You know, the pride comes into play, the ego.
Yeah, no, I haven't been paying super close attention to the Nets. Kyrie Irving, how has he done this year?
You know, Kyrie Irving is always going to be Kyrie Irving. He's one of the most talented guys in the NBA. One of the best point guards in the NBA. Some argue the best. I wouldn't argue that. But he's been playing great. 27 points a game on 50% shooting. That means if he shoots 10 shots, he's making at least 5 of them.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
40% from 3, 6 assists, you know, 4 rebounds. That's a real solid play from a point guard. It's about as good as you're going to get at that point guard position. So, you know, I'm glad he's out of the Celtics, but, you know, we wish him the best. We don't hold any ill feelings toward Kyrie Irving. A lot of Celtics will, though. I don't.
Okay. I can respect that. I can respect that. So it seems like there's quite a bit of talent playing for the East this year. LeBron James and his Western Warriors. Not to be mistaken with the Golden State Warriors, but Western Warrior going for that alliteration. LeBron James, Jokic, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Zion, Brandon Ingram, Christian Wood, Rudy Gobert, Carmelo Anthony. What do you think about that list?
I mean, you left Devin Booker out of there, Zion, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Doncic, Steph Curry. I mean, I'm surprised Damian Lillard is not the starter.
I've been a big fan.
I don't think
he gets Damian Lillard for most of his career. And I have to agree with you there.
I don't think he gets the respect he's. I mean, he's almost averaging 30 points a game.
Yeah, you can't snub that. But there are a lot of guys who got snubbed this year. I mean, Devin Booker initially, he was playing out of his mind. DeMar DeRozan playing absolutely fantastic, averaging just under 20 points, I think, 7 assists and 5 rebounds.
I don't think DeMar is DeMar on the. On the West this year?
He is. He's on the backcourt.
Really?
Yeah, so he's there, but he's not a starter. Same with, Trae Young. I mean, these guys playing there.
Trae Young. Are you sure you're looking at this year's?
I believe so. Yeah, 2021 roster.
Really?
Yes, sir.
But Trae Young's not even in the West, Western Conference.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are right. He is in it, but I'm looking at something that's just going over the snubs that were this season in general. I got a little carried away there.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see.
So let me dial it back. Devin Booker, he got snubbed initially. I thought that was unfortunate. Which team do you think is better? I mean, having LeBron, AD, Kawhi, that's pretty scary to look at.
Which team is better? That's a good question. If Kevin Durant was playing, I'd say the East.
If KD's playing, you say the East. Even with KD.
No, even with KD, I got to say the West.
Because even with KD, think about it. LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic. I mean, what do you do on the court, 5-on-5 against those guys? What do you do?
Yeah, that's tough. But it's interesting because they don't do the East-West format anymore. So what they do is they do a draft. So you got the Eastern players, you got the Western players, you got the team captains. So you get the whole list, East or West, and you pretty much draft your own players. So the East could draft Steph Curry, or the West could draft James Harden. You know what I mean? So
I didn't realize that was how it worked.
They did away with the East-West thing. I'm not sure when, but they got rid of that. They've been doing this team thing where you got the team captain, and they like it's like a pickup game. You pick the players.
I kind of like that. I didn't realize that was the format, but I like it.
I think it makes it more fun.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's part of what made it a little more competitive last year.
Exactly.
All right. So
we'll see. I'm just happy for my Celtics, guys. I mean, we're struggling right now. We're down bad.
We're struggling.
We don't give up. That's
you should.
Boston strong.
Okay. I mean, Boston strong, sure, but how strong is Boston? You haven't won a championship with the Celtics in how many years?
12.
12 years.
Going on 13.
How many good teams have you had since then?
Huh?
How many good teams have you had since then?
Not many.
You had a few.
We had the Paul Pierce era, and then when that ended, we were in oblivion until Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum came along, so... We had that one time when we had Isaiah Thomas, but they went up, blew that up. So I don't know, man. I don't know when the Boston Celtics are going to see another banner 18, but I just want it in my lifetime, man.
I hear you. I understand wanting one more in your lifetime.
Just one more. I'll be satisfied.
All right. Now let me get your, teams haven't been officially selected yet, so let's hear your best guess, East or West. Who picks a better team, KD or LeBron James? KD or the King, who picks a better team?
I mean, it's tough before they select the teams. I'm going to go ahead and say LeBron.
So you think that LeBron has a better eye for talent, better eye for a team that'll mesh well and play well off each other's strengths and weaknesses?
Well, I mean, look what he did in Miami. Look what he did in the Cavs. Look what he did to the Lakers.
Look what he did as a captain last year.
I mean, every team this guy goes to that he assembles the talent, they go to the championship and they win. So if he goes into being a GM or any sort of exec front office for the NBA team, come to the Celtics.
I hadn't thought of it like that. I really like that perspective. And now that I've heard that, I have to agree with you. I think LeBron James is just going to have the better eye for talent. He's going to pick the better team.
Yeah, I see them winning it. But we'll see.
Definitely. One more thing I want to bring up real quick before we wrap this up. Texas, about to be officially 100% open. No more statewide masks. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But one officially 100% open, no statewide mask mandate. I mean, Texas has got to do better. What do you think?
I mean, you expect this kind of thing to come from Florida. Maybe Texas, too. I think it's a big mistake, obviously, because, you know, summer's right around the corner. Right now, numbers are down because it's winter. Nobody's outside. I don't know, man. I don't understand politics anymore. This whole COVID thing, I feel like, has been politicized when it's a public health issue. And I think that's what's led to so many deaths. I mean, compared to the world, we're the worst, I'm pretty sure. And it's because we can't separate the health issue from politics, and we're just so divided right now as a country. It's sad to see, and I pray for everybody out in Texas to stay safe, even if it's not mandated, please wear your mask. Please stay socially distanced so we can get this thing over with.
I completely agree. Completely agree. I think whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Liberal, Conservative, in the middle, I mean, put that aside. Everyone here deserves to live a healthy, happy life. I mean, if we have to wear a mask and social distance and, you know, stop going to the restaurants for a little while, stop going out to the bar, stop socializing for a little bit. I mean, I understand it's been a long time. People are getting tired of this, straining on people's mental health, but I mean, we got to do it for one another.
Massachusetts is supposed to start phase four and open up Fenway, TD Garden too, so.
This is true.
It looks like the country is moving in that.
Capacities.
Yeah, I think it's like 10% capacity, something like that.
I know Fenway is 12%, which works out to be about 4,500 people. I can't say for sure what the other stadiums are going to look like, though.
So, I mean, as long as it's safe, because, you know, the worst thing is for us to open things up too early and we're right back where we started.
Exactly.
But hey, it's the world we live in now.
It is. I hope Texas knows what they're doing. But good news, estimates today came out. They're saying that people are, all American adults should be vaccinated by the end of May.
Really?
For summer. So you and I should be vaccinated by then. Hopefully all of our colleagues and friends and family, everybody else, anyone who listens to this, hope all of you guys are staying healthy and safe. But yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
You want to close us out?
No, you got it this time. You opened it up pretty well. You're pretty energetic, and you got that list of things that everyone needs to do. They listen to the end. Down pretty pat, so go for it.
All right. Well, thank you once again for joining us for another episode of Just Saying. It was a pleasure. You know, once again, sitting down with my man Schuyler and breaking down what we got going on in the sports world. Every day it's new, so, you know, we always got a lot to talk about. You know what to do. Go follow us on Twitter at Just Saying Podcast. That's JUSSAYIN Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know what you think, topics you want to introduce, anything. If you disagree with me, if you agree with me, you know, just do it. Go on there, be an active listener, and we'll really appreciate the support.
Definitely. And definitely reach out on Twitter. You'll get a response from probably both of us, to be honest with you. So if you disagree with anything I said, we can hash it out. I don't think anyone there is going to disagree with what I said. I feel like everything I said is right. Andrea said I mentioned the Steelers too much, so I worked on that this episode during the free agency talk and all of that. So I hope people who are listening are enjoying the relief. But
don't nobody want to talk about the Steelers, man?
Hey, man, I think everyone wants to, but but I'm biased.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We're going to end it off there.
All right. Take it easy.